Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Kruskender, Christian Center Shreveport, Daily Podcast. Supernatural Friday, we share supernatural experiences to encourage, build you up, and to show you what's occurring in the earth. And today we have a minister who had two prophetic encounters, dreams of what is coming in the earth. What's the next season of what the Lord is doing? All right, let's join in. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu, Od Avinu, Od Avinu Chai.
God bless you. You've made it to Friday. What a week. Always in the Lord, it's never boring. It's always exciting to see what the Lord is up to. And I pray this has been one of those weeks for you. Thanks for listening each and every day at this time or whatever time you like to listen on our platforms, on our podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 18th day of August, 2023. Eight. Start over, right? 18, life. So let's begin to see a new life come into the kingdom for an hour such as this. Well, I'm going to get to this prophetic encounter this minister had of the coming glory that he saw through dreams and what the Lord's doing and how he wants to function through his body. And I'll talk about the glory realm afterwards because this is something that's really passionate on my heart as well. It's a very difficult thing to try to describe because the glory is the Lord. It's his manifestation. So you try in the best human terms you can to describe the glory realm, but you need to experience it. That's what really enters you into that glory realm. So let's listen to this testimony, and then we'll pray for you that you too can experience what God is doing in this next season.
Hi, my name's Tommy Evans. I'm with Revival Mandate International. I want to share two encounters that I had, actually dreams, about the coming glory of God. God began to speak to me a few years ago that we were stepping into an Isaiah 60 moment. What does Isaiah 60 say? It says, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Though deep darkness is covering the earth, and deep darkness the people." Come on. There is some deep darkness that's covering the earth with gender confusion, with wars and rumors of wars, with political divide, race divide. There's some deep darkness covering the earth. But the remedy for darkness, God's got good news. It finishes on and it says, "For the glory of the Lord shall arise upon you." We are stepping into one of the greatest moments in the church's history and one of the greatest moments, I believe, in the history of the planet. God is releasing his great glory. What's the glory? It's the manifest presence of God coming on his people, where he is manifesting himself through his people, amongst his people, to show the rest of the world that he is the God of his people. And so, to confirm some of what God was beginning to show me, he began to show me two dreams. I actually had several dreams, but two I want to share today. One of them was I had a dream where the great revivalist, Catherine Coleman, if you don't know who Catherine Coleman was, she was a woman in the 60s and 70s who moved in glory. When she would preach the gospel, the glory, the manifest presence would come in such a way people would be healed without anybody laying hands on them. They would be filled with the Spirit. They would be apprehended by God. And then she was also known for the Holy Spirit, just knowing the Holy Spirit, intimate friend of the Holy Spirit. So she was known for the glory, and she was known as an intimate friend of the Holy Spirit. But I had a dream that Catherine Coleman called me on the phone and she began to talk to me. And in the dream, the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me that this was a calling dream. It was a calling dream to come into that kind of anointing, to carry glory and to know Him intimately. And I believe it wasn't just for me. A lot of times when I dream, and I have dreams about me, it's actually for the body of Christ. So I believe that God is calling people into that kind of lifestyle. You know, you don't have to be a fivefold minister to carry this glory. You don't have to be an evangelist, a teacher, apostle, or a prophet to carry it. It's going to be a people that's going to carry this great glory. Instead of it just being one Catherine Coleman, it's going to be multiple people carrying this kind of glory, carrying this kind of presence, and carrying that intimate relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit. Another dream I'd like to share with you, I believe, again, continues to confirm what God was showing me. I had a dream of my wife. And a lot of times when I dream about my wife, God speaks to me through prophetic language and symbolism. And God showed me that my wife was actually a representative of the church. She represented the church or the bride of Christ. And so I was observing my wife in this dream, and I saw that she had this huge gold ring on her wedding finger. And it had the Hebrew word kabod, and it was in Hebrew, but in the dream I had an understanding of what that actually meant. And so I came out of the dream and I wanted to go and see what that Hebrew word actually meant. And sure enough, it meant kabod, which means, if you study that word, it means my glory. And the Holy Spirit began to download to me. He says, I am making a divine proposal now to my bride to be carriers of my glory, my manifest presence, my goodness, my atmosphere, my environment that I bring when I manifest myself in the earth. And that's what God is doing right now. And so listen, I want to pray for you, because I believe that there's many people watching right now that you're actually burning for this. You've had this sense that God was releasing something supernatural and the likes that we've never seen before in the earth. And you're actually hungry for it. You're actually hungry for something. I feel like there's a lot of people like the man Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, where Cornelius was praying for something that he didn't have context for. He was praying for the more of God. The word says that he gave and he prayed, and those two key ingredients caused a divine encounter where an angel showed up and said, now send forth to Joppa for a man by the name of Peter. You know the story. Peter shows up, he begins to preach the gospel, and the Spirit of God fell on his entire household. And I believe there's people just like Cornelius. You're hungry for something that you don't have context for. You're hungry for the more of God, and God's made you hungry because He wants to bring you to the banqueting table so you can taste of the very thing that He's about to pour out in the earth. Listen, God told me, He said this. He says, what I did in Azusa Street was great. What I did in the Welsh Revival, what I did in the 90s in Brownsville in Toronto, what I did in Argentina, what I did in Brazil in the 90s, God says, I'm about to do it again. Just like I moved in the 90s, I'm about to move again. But what I'm about to do will far eclipse every move of God that has ever hit the planet. And it's not going to be one person, two people I'm raising up, but I'm raising up a generation. I'm raising up the young if they'll carry my glory. I'm raising up the middle age if they'll carry my glory. I'll raise up the later in age, the wiser ones in our generation, if they'll be willing to carry my glory. Again, this is a divine proposal, and it's not just for one or two people. It's for a generation. So listen, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I just release this now. Just stretch out your hand. If you're watching online right now, you can receive right now what God is about to do. I declare that just as Samuel the prophet anointed David, that caused David to step into a process for a season that he was about to enter in, I declare that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you now. He's anointing your head with oil. He's consecrating you. He's setting you apart to be a carrier of glory, carrier of the atmosphere of presence, carrier where where you carry the presence in such a way where it infects the environment, the atmosphere of your home. home, your marriage, your kids, your workplace, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a businessman, maybe you're a teacher, whatever it might be. Maybe you're at Target or you're at Walmart and you're shopping and you're on aisle 3 and all of a sudden the people that come under your atmosphere get healed or they get a conviction, they get an epiphany of God, whatever that might look like. I prophesy to you that you're going to carry it in Jesus' mighty name. So I just release it. I agree with you and I say receive it now in the name of Jesus. Listen, I love you. I bless you and I thank God for you.
Well, there you go. Receive that prayer right there that you would walk in it, the glory realm. He described it, how God wants to pour out in this next hour for the deep darkness, Isaiah 60. I agree with that word. I'd receive something similar about Isaiah 60 for the coming season. I think it's always an apropos scripture, but it's really like, because why? The deep darkness is in the earth. It's in the sense it's on people's hearts. I want to remind you this. The enemy is not growing in strength in himself, in the identity of Satan and his demons. They are a decaying entity. The Bible tells us to store up treasures that does not rust, does not decay, where moth takes it away. Well, that's Satan. And everything he has inside of him is that way. Well, so then how does darkness grow? Through the people. Through people, it grows because they are embracing darkness and they are the imps. They're the new, in a sense, the demons that are releasing darkness into the earth. When you look at the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, it wasn't that Satan was so strong in the earth. All the evil he was doing, we can read about that in the book of Enoch, where it says that, you know, abortion, weapons, drugs, everything was just like massively expanding during the days of Noah. Okay, so evil's growing, right? Well, who is perpetrating those evils? Humans are. And it says that of those people, that every man's heart was intent on evil. So it didn't say that Satan had produced higher levels of evil in the earth. It says the people's hearts had embraced it. So when we see deep darkness that he talks about in this encounter, it's because it's manifesting through people. Yeah, obviously, it's demonically charged and empowered. But the fact is, they're willingly embracing it and becoming advocates or voices for it. So that we can look at that and get caught up and say, well, the devil's growing. He's not growing. He's decreasing. And the glory is going to get bigger. That's why I love Isaiah 60. When Isaiah has an encounter with the heavenly host, the living creatures, and they called out to one another and said, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Now, these are angels, right? These are the four living creatures. They said the whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. So here's what happens when the glory comes in. The earth submits to the glory. The earth trembles at the glory. And our responsibility as saints is to declare that the whole earth is full of the glory of God. And I think that's what he's seeing in this vision, this dream he's having, that God and I, well, we've seen the similar things of the glory coming. So I can be discouraged by watching news and looking at how the enemy's gaining territory through people, through its imps, wicked people. But the fact is, God is greater than that. His glory is greater, and his glory is increasing. Because it says later that his government is increasing. It's not decreasing. Satan's government in hell's realm is decreasing. So therefore, he uses entities of men to do his bidding. So we need to understand that we are greater. Because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And we are going to be the glory bearers. And when we show up, the earth will tremble. And we call out, and we want the smoke, the glory smoke, to fill the temple, but also to fill the earth. wherever we go. We may not see it in the natural, but we can sure see it in the spirit, that his realm. I had a vision the other night on our Wednesday night service. I saw these horses from heaven coming, this blue smoke coming out of their mouth, which is revelation communion. And that power, to me, horses speak of power. So I know that power is coming for greater revelation to be breathed into the earth and to begin to take the territories that God desires to take in this hour. Now, just as Satan needs vessels to manifest darkness, the Lord needs vessels to manifest glory. The better part is that we are increasing in glory, even though that deep darkness increases, we can grow in glory. So there's more glory in us than the realm of darkness around us. So even when we're outnumbered, the glory is the greater number. Let me pray for you today. And as you go into this weekend, that you'd understand that you're a glory bearer. You carry the weight of heaven. As the angels look from heaven, they look at you and say, the whole earth is full of glory because it's in you. It's in me. It's in all of us. So, Father, on this Shabbat Shalom podcast, this Supernatural Friday, I release your revelation that we are glory bearers. And we ask that in the days ahead, we manifest it more and more against the realms of darkness. It's growing. Deep darkness is, but you are greater than that darkness. We praise you for it in the name of Yeshua. Amen and amen. Well, thanks again for listening each and every Friday on our Supernatural Friday podcast. This is our favorite one sometimes, just to tell you stories or to find stories about the supernatural. We believe that's really the natural. As Sid Roth always says, we should be walking naturally, supernaturally. That's what God's called us to. And each Friday, we try to do that. Thanks for supporting us. Don't forget our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com, or our app. Make sure you download there. Thank you for each one of you that pray with us and stand with us, and especially those who sow into this ministry. We honor you, and we speak blessing back onto you today in the name of Yeshua. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.